Okay, Fred.
My question is, to seal that, I don't want to do it from the inside, obviously. I mean, that doesn't usually work anyway. But on the outside, we're going to use tile. But is there anything I can put over that stone when we open that up to put the tile in to seal it?
Okay, so you're actually going to dig up. I didn't get to hear the first part of your question. So are you going to actually excavate on the outside of the house and expose the whole foundation?
Exactly.
Oh, you're I'll tell you what. You're in an incredible situation.
Okay.
This is like a once-in-a-lifetime to do this. Here's what I would do. I would completely excavate it, take it down to the bottom of the first stone, and don't go any farther.
Okay.
You know, because if you remove any more soil below that last stone, the weight of the whole house could actually... you bet it can.
Yeah.
Absolutely, man. I mean... you can do it, but you have to do it at a what we call a one-to-one slope, you know, like creating a triangle, like a wedge of soil
right
away from the house. Okay, so just don't even go there. Just take it down to the bottom stone.
Okay.
You're
going
to have to dig a pit at some place because you're going to want to clean the entire outside of this foundation. You're probably going to have to use a pressure washer.
Okay.
Because you want to get this foundation on the outside as clean as the day it was installed.
Okay.
All right. Now, once it's clean, so that means you're going to have water in the hole, so you've got to
right
pump that muddy water out, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
Be careful. Don't try to erode too much of the mortar between the stones. I guarantee it's going to happen. So just watch that. I mean, just be
okay
careful. You know, get that pressure washer just kind of close to the stone. See what I mean? And not so
yes
close to the mortar joints.
Right.
So you're cleaning off the stone. Once it's all clean, now this is going to be a two-step process. Wherever you erode between the stones, you're going to have to patch that just like you tuck point a brick house.
Okay.
You're just going to mix up regular cement, Portland cement, and sand. And,
okay,
and probably use coarse sand. And
okay,
I've got instructions on my website that tell you exactly how to do that. If you just go read patching concrete.
Okay.
The key thing is going to be is once you're ready to patch those areas, you want to get them a little bit damp, and you just want to pack that in there really well, you know. And it
okay
helps if you paint a little bit of cement paint on the joint, which
okay
means you just mix up some Portland cement with water to the consistency of latex paint. You paint it on a mortar joint that you're fixing, you know, and then
okay
you immediately pack in some of that mortar. And it could be real sloppy, okay?
Okay.
Now, once you got the outside of the foundation kind of in the same plane, I'm going to urge you to actually put an entire stucco coat over it.
Oh, okay.
You know, stucco the entire foundation.
Okay.
You know, which you know how to put stucco on. It's as easy. You're just going to mix up sand and cement again, and you're going to put
yes
that cement pen on, and you're going to stucco it.
Okay.
Okay. You're going to let that dry for like 2 days, and then you're going to have already scheduled one of these waterproofing companies to come in. You know,
okay,
that actually spray on like
yeah
Tough and Dry or Rubber Wall. I'm not talking about just the liquid asphalt. I'm talking about true waterproofing.
Okay.
All right? There's a difference. It's going to cost you probably $1.50, maybe a little bit more per square foot to get this done. But
okay
if you truly put on the right waterproofing compound, your basement's going to be as dry as a bone forever.
Okay.
And then, of course, you're going to put in the drain tile, the washed gravel, you know, the whole
exactly
nine yards, just like I describe on the website. I tell you step by step how to put that in so it'll never get clogged up.
Okay.
Oh. And then photograph the whole process.
Okay.
So that you can prove to the next homeowner, dude, I've got a waterproof foundation.
Yeah, because being laid up in stone, it's unusual.
Yeah, they'll never believe you. They'll say you're dreaming, man. So photograph
exactly
the whole thing.
Okay,
that's
I really appreciate
you're
that.
You're going to love it, man.
Thank you.
All right, call me anytime. If you've got any problems as they go through the process, let me know.
Okay, will do.
All right,
thank
Fred. You. You're welcome. Bye-bye.